What brings museum professionals together from all corners of the world? And what shared questions are shaping museums today? We're recording this special series of Museums and Chill, the ICOM podcast from Dubai, during the ICOM General Conference, a moment where museum thinkers come together to reflect on the role of museums in a changing world. Every 3 years, museum professionals gather to listen, to question, and to exchange ideas. This edition of the conference marked a series of important milestones for ICOM and for the museum sector. For the first time in its history, ICOM celebrated its first ICOM Award ceremony, recognizing innovative and sustainable museum practices. The conference also opened a new chapter with the welcoming of a new ICOM president and executive board, alongside renewed strategic priorities for the years ahead. These moments were accompanied by deep conversations in different ICOM sessions, such as a revision of the ICOM Code of Ethics, and by the creation of new international partnerships, all pointing toward a sector in transition, actively rethinking its responsibilities, values, and future directions. Across these conversations, we explore how museums are evolving, how responsibilities are shifting, and how culture continues to connect communities globally. In this episode, I'm sitting down with Abhirami Suresh. She's a curator of the Youth Assembly Program at Jameel Arts Center and works with the learning exhibitions and programming teams to shape learning projects that prioritize youth communities, engagement, and research collaborations. Welcome back, and we hope you enjoyed this series of conversations. With us today, we have Abhirami Suresh, curatorial projects coordinator as part of learning and research team at RJamil, where she's the curator of the Youth Assembly Program at Jameel Arts Center. Welcome, Abhirami, and thank you for being here.
Thank you so much for having me, Ana Paula. I'm really excited to be here.
For context, Abhirami was just part of the General Conference at ICOM, and we wanted to have her on to understand what the youth sector of museums and arts and anything related to culture is looking like and is feeling like, basically. So, Abhirami, could you tell me, when you look at the museum and cultural sector today, what does it feel like to be a young professional entering and shaping this world?
I think it's such an exciting time to be part of this growing museum sector, especially in the UAE. As you may know, we have so many museums and cultural institutions that are opening up in the country over the next couple of months, but also a couple of years. And what that brings is a very new, vibrant energy to the cultural landscape here. And as a young professional who is part of the field at the moment, but also for young professionals who are entering the field, it's really just an exciting time because it feels like the world is your oyster at the moment and you can really shape it to become anything that you want it to be. So I think more than anything, I feel excitement.
And if I may ask, what drew you to this world?
When I was thinking about what career to pursue, I want to go back about 14 years. My interest in creative careers actually began through an interest in theater and production design. I was very much the theater geek when I was growing up. And in my high school, we had a production of Wizard of Oz that was being put up as a school play. And I didn't want to work as one of the actors or in the choir. As part of the production, I wanted to work backstage. I wanted to learn how all the different elements of light, sound, color, costume, all of that come together to tell the story. And then by the time it was the moment for me to go to university, I was very fortunate to be part of a program in a design institution in India called National Institute of Design, where they had a program called Exhibition and Spatial Design. And that became the perfect place for me to learn a lot of these skills that I was very interested in, which is how can you use space to tell stories, both through changing it theoretically or conceptually and also physically as well. In the course that I studied, it was very flexible. And what that meant was you can pick and choose what your interests were specifically. And even though I was very much coming from that interest in theater and production design, what really drew me was research and curatorial work, which was how can the story that the space can tell be actually constructed. And in that process, when I started to write my thesis, that allowed me to sort of pivot into a more research, curatorial thinking and arts research and also social design background. When I was writing the thesis, I was then very fortunate to get a job offer from Artemil, where I currently work, as part of the learning and research team.
From what you've experienced with maybe either your colleagues or just the sector in itself, do you think it's a complicated sector to join as a young professional?
I think it depends on the country in which you're trying to enter the field. I was very fortunate because when I wanted to enter the sector here, it sort of became a right place at the right time kind of moment. I was very lucky to be surrounded by experts or professionals, experienced professionals in the field who were very supportive of young professionals entering the workplace at that time, which was about 5 years ago. And given the trust and the support that they placed on me, I was very lucky that I was able to enter the field at that right moment. And that really gave me the skills and the confidence to try and become that person for somebody else in the field. So at Artemil, I run the Youth Assembly Program, which is a curatorial capacity building program which enables young individuals, young creative individuals aged 18 to 25 years old, to enter the arts and culture sphere here through a structured residency program that we run. The intention of this residency program is we want to impart to the residents the skills necessary to become creative and curatorial thinkers in the arts and culture field here. Through the structured program, we impart a lot of the necessary skills, such as different workshops, exhibition tours, opportunities to meet with artists and curators, all of which was with the intention that they would develop their own exhibition at the end of the program. The program runs for about 9 months in a year, starts in September, ends in May. And in May, they become a curatorial collective that develops the exhibition that we call the Youth Takeover, which is a very unconventional project because the exhibition is not a gallery exhibition. It takes over the liminal spaces of the Jameel Art Center, such as the lobby, the library, corridors, the garden, staircases, all with the intention of bringing that youthful energy into the museum. The assembly members, as we call them, which are the residents, become the curatorial collective that develops the entire project from A to Z. They commission the artists, they do the graphic design, they develop the social media, they commission the public program facilitators, they do all the necessary steps to bring this immersive project to fruition. And in that process, what we've been able to do is that we've been able to give these young individuals the necessary skills, resources, and opportunities to then carry forward and pursue their own creative projects outside of the Jameel Art Center sphere. We have been very fortunate to now run the program for 7 years running and have a network of about 200 individuals who have come through the door of this program. And it has been so wonderful to see all the different places and projects that they now pursue. And as the person who now runs or shepherds this program, it's extremely heartening and enriching for me to see what are all the different avenues that people have been going to as well.
And with that in mind, what have you learned about creating these spaces for young professionals?
I think the most enriching experience has definitely been the community that we've been able to build. Young people are really looking for spaces to belong, and in creating that space and giving them the resources, we are telling them that we trust them, that their ideas are worthy of our attention, they are valid, and they are important to pursue. I think the important thing that we should all be considering is that young people are really the future of, you know, the cultural museum sphere in the world. And if we are able to give them the resources right from when they are pretty young, we are telling them that their ideas are worthy. We're telling them that their voice is important, and we're giving them that trust and that confidence to be able to pursue these projects in the future. In a country as diverse as the UAE, where we have over 150 nationalities that call this place home, we are open then to a lot of different perspectives. For example, we have in the assembly program today two residents who are both from South Asia. They both pursue practices in technology and new media art. They went to the same university, and they're both about 22, 23 years old. But they come from entirely different backgrounds, entirely different interests, entirely different experiences in life. And in bringing on paper, they are the same person, essentially. But in bringing them together simply out of the diversity that we have in this country, we are creating the space for both of their voices to be heard. And that's really interesting because all over the country, you have so many stories like this. And when you have young professionals who are bringing together so many diverse, different voices, it's really important to be able to hold space for all of them. And for young professionals that are entering the workforce now or in the next couple of years, what this shows is that we want to hear their stories. Yeah. We want to hear all their different perspectives because they are now shaping the future that we are moving towards. And in not only in having them be the voices that are in the museum sector or in the arts and culture sphere, we are now showing their own communities, the communities that they come from, that there is space for them in these museums and in these cultural spaces, that everyone's voice is valid. Everyone's perspectives are included as well.
For someone listening to this podcast, they want to enter the museum or cultural sector, where do you believe they should begin?
I want to go back to something that I mentioned as part of my panel at the conference, where we were asked if we had one sentence of advice, what would that one sentence be? The advice that I had, and just to summarize some of the other advice that I heard, the first one is to tell your stories. Your voice is very valid. There are people out there listening, and someone is paying attention for sure. Another piece of advice that I heard, which really stuck with me, was to reject the notion when someone tells you, we've always done it this way. So to challenge the authority and to challenge the old way of doing things, I think is the real strength of young people. We are actively moving towards a time and we're living with a generation that wants their voice heard. Yeah. And they have very interesting ways of doing it, whether that's through the work that they produce, through digital platforms, through social media. They actively want their voice to be heard and they want their stories to be told. And that is such a powerful way to engage the communities because your perspective becomes one that people want to listen to. People want to attach meaning to, people relate to. And for young professionals, I think that's really their greatest strength. You can go to the best university, you can have the best jobs, but you need to be authentic to yourself and to your stories. And that's the real power. Your individual experience and perspectives is the real power that you hold. And I think that would be my greatest advice that I could offer anyone, which is to tell your story. Someone out there is listening, someone will find value in it, and someone will give you the space and the resources to bring your ideas to life.
Probably anyone listening could take that, no matter the age, no matter the space.
Of course, of course. I think, you know, as art institutions or cultural institutions, we should listen to our community. There was a lot of interesting reflections that I've heard over the conference or even over the last year, which said that museums and cultural institutions should not be static spaces. They need to be dynamic spaces. Yeah. We need to be catering to the communities that we are situated in, but also the communities that we're responding to. And at Art Jamil, we've been trying to do that really beautifully because, as I mentioned earlier, with the youth programs that we run, yes, we open an exhibition at the end of it, but my favorite part of this whole experience is the 2 weeks before the exhibition opening. And those 2 weeks are really fun because that's when we're producing the exhibition. And the center comes to life in such a magnificent way, yeah, simply because there are young people gathering there. Young people are bringing their friends. There's food moving around. There's people playing music. There's one group of friends that's building the artwork, another group of friends that are painting the wall. Yeah. Someone else is sticking stickers all over the place. Someone else is building furniture. And it brings such interesting life to a space. And what that makes the space become, yeah, is welcoming. It becomes a space where young people are invited to gather. And I always like to think of it as a three-step approach. The first step is that young people should feel welcome. The second step is that they should feel supported. And the last step is that they should feel empowered. When you take it in that three-step approach, you're giving them the agency to share their ideas, to share proposals, and become that space where young people feel respected. And when they leave the program or they leave the center, they feel like they can now pursue projects of their own without any kind of hesitation, discomfort, because they feel like they will be supported, that someone out there is listening to them. And for us, we do start that approach at a pretty young age as well, in the sense that there is another program that we run at ArtGMU, which is called Creative Careers Days, and that's exactly what it is. It's a creative career fair where we invite arts and culture institutions and universities from across the UAE to share about the programs that they run. And we invite audiences or young individuals from the age of 14 onwards. For the art institutions, it becomes a great place to share internships, volunteer programs, traineeships that they might have that require the support of young individuals. But it's also a great place for universities to share bachelor's or undergraduate or master's program that are in the creative industry. And the other flip side to running a program like that is that it gives parents support. It shows parents that this is a viable career that their child can pursue. And as part of that program, we also run a series of skill building workshops, capacity building programs such as different workshops, CV reviews, portfolio reviews, career surgery, which is a really fun exercise, and different avenues where you can gain the necessary skills to enter the workforce as well. And it becomes this really lovely, it's a three-day festival that we run, it becomes a really lovely space where you get to meet young individuals who are really passionate about wanting to enter this career. Another piece of advice that I would offer young professionals who would like to enter the sphere is to attend these events, is to participate in the workshops, attend an exhibition tour, attend the programs that the museums or the cultural institutions are putting up, because that is the easiest way to learn what are the programs that these museums are running. And then you can learn from there what are ways that you can add your voice. You could be like, I see it in this perspective. Would you be open to running a program of this nature in the future? And it's also a lovely way to meet like-minded people as well. Networking in this industry is such an important aspect, not only for the professional benefits, but also to learn what other people are doing in a space where the rules are flexible, such as this, where the game is always changing. It's really important to know who your peers are, who are the networks and the communities that will support you to build your programs. In an industry like this, a lot of the work happens in these informal networks. They become that space of solidarity for you. They are the communities that will show up for you. And you are then, of course, creating these communities. You are sometimes, through your own ideas, bridging communities that might not come together, which is why it's really important to tell your story as well.
What an important message.
Thank you so much
for that. We have one last question that I hope you will have an answer for. What's a song you will listen to at a museum?
That is a lovely, lovely question. And I want to reference one of my absolute favorite songs. Yes. The song is called Chlorine by 21 Pilots. The song came out about 7 years ago, and I want to very unashamedly say that I might have listened to it 400 times over the last 7 years. But the song, what the song really means, it's about the songwriters or the band themselves talking about their creative pursuits. And the song uses the chemical chlorine as a metaphor for how they feel like they have to draw so much of their own personal experiences in creating the work that they put out, which in this case is music. But that is what then brings the community together as well, that they have now turned their passion into something that bridges communities together. But oftentimes that can be something that's really difficult to kind of come to terms with as well. So then they flip the metaphor of chlorine as the bleaching or the cleansing agent, where they feel like now they have to be constantly creating or putting out work as well. And I have the song tattooed as well. And it's something that I think about a lot when I'm telling my stories or I'm creating spaces for young people to come to. Am I doing it in a safe capacity as well? Are these spaces that I'm creating through my work or through the institution's work, creating safe spaces and accessible spaces where people can come to together as well? I really hope you listen to the song and you take away the message of that song. It is, of each of the 400 times that I have listened to it, I leave with a very different take on the song. And it's a really lovely song that way because it allows so many meanings to exist. And I think it's the perfect metaphor for what it means to be a young creative professional as well.
I'll be definitely adding this song to my playlist.
And I think you should listen to it 400 times as well.
For sure. I'll let you know when I reach that number.
Yes, of course.
Abirami, thank you for sharing your journey, your insights, and the depth of your thought you bring to youth engagement and curatorial work.
Thank you so much for having me. This was such an insightful conversation and such a lovely way to wrap around all the experiences that I've had as part of the ICOM 2025 conference as well.
You have been listening to a special episode of Museum Some Chill recorded at the ICOM General Conference in Dubai in November 2025. As museums continue to navigate change, what conversations do you think are most urgent for them to have next? Let us know, and as always, don't forget to visit icom.museum and the official ICOM social media for more information.